We're talking about pets and cancer here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The warning signs of cancer in dogs are quite similar, actually, to that in people, and we'll talk with a veterinarian about new treatments. But first, let's check in on our winter member drive here. And please indulge me. We're fetching some member gifts this morning. I'm here with Jennifer Dargan. Good morning.
Good morning, Kate.
And we are here because you rely on the Ideas Network for informative, interesting discussions. And we rely on you to keep programs like The Morning Show going strong.
And listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. And that is why your gift of any amount right now makes a huge difference at WPR.org. Or you can pick up the phone and call 888-202-2552.
This hour, we have a goal of 10 gifts, and these hourly goals, so important. They help us stay on track financially so we can keep the discussion going strong here on the Ideas Network. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
One of the many, many great things about Wisconsin Public Radio is that it is commercial free. And that means we depend on other sources of funding. State funding, federal, and business sponsors are all very important. But there's another source that's really important to us, too.
That's right. The largest piece of the funding pie for WPR programs comes from you. It's your support that makes all the difference. It is the backbone of how things work here. So when you give, you keep quality, independent news and talk and information, the entertainment you love, all on the air. So make your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We live in a constantly changing world. The news has just come along so fast. It's really quite hard to keep up. And as a listener, you rely on WPR for daily news and information.
WPR members make this access possible. Today, invest in the programs you rely on. Your contribution of, say, $10, $20 a month, it keeps the news and the conversations relevant and fresh and on the air for everyone to enjoy. Your gift makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This drive gave any amount and you could win $500 for your next travel experience. Think of all the things you could do.
I would love to go back to the Northwest. Seattle, eat some really good seafood.
The Southwest, that sounds fun.
I'd go to the Canadian Rockies. It sounds absolutely beautiful and like a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Never been to Florida, so I've got Florida on my list.
Prague, because I've never been there, and I hear it's a very beautiful city.
Ashland, I'd love to check out the lake shore in another season.
Why am I so stumped? I can't, it's like I want to go everywhere.
Five lucky winners will receive a $500 travel agency gift card to spend on their next adventure. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find all the details at WPR.org/drawing. You can't win if you don't enter. So make your gift of any amount right now. Here's how.
I love it. Give it WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Jennifer Dargan. It's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this winter member drive is so critical. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount it is, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Any amount makes you a member, and it's so easy to make a donation. We just need a couple pieces of information, your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
It takes just a few minutes to make your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, and those few minutes fund your daily listening. Your support right now really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 10 more people to join in this morning. You make WPR possible with your gift right now. Take care of it at WPR.org or you can call 888-202-2552.
And remember, as an added bonus for supporting programs you love, you'll have 5 chances to win that $500 travel agency gift card. No contribution necessary. You can see all the details at WPR.org/drawing. And you're automatically entered, by the way, when you give any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you, and you're automatically entered.
That is really a nice benefit of being a sustainer at Wisconsin Public Radio. You get in on all these cool drawings we have. Sometimes you don't even know you're entered in these cool drawings, but this time it's for the travel agency gift card. If you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's easy to set up monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift is so powerful. Thank you so much. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Right now, we're talking about pets with cancer. You might have seen that recent Super Bowl ad that featured Scout, a 7-year-old golden retriever who is undergoing cancer treatments at the UW. Have you found a lump or growth on your pet that needed testing? Has your dog or cat had cancer? What was the therapy course? Our conversation is right here at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Dr. David Vail is an oncology professor and director of the Barbara A. Surin Comparative Oncology Research Institute at the UW School of Veterinary Medicine. He's also notably Scout's oncologist. Dr. Vail, welcome to the Ideas Network.
My pleasure.
Well, let's start with Scout and what he is going through. How did the two of you come together?
Yeah, so I'm one of actually a team of oncologists and criticalists that have worked with Scout. Initially, Scout, who lives in the Chicago area half the time, the other half in Florida, collapsed in Chicago. His veterinarian referred them to the local emergency hospital where they stabilized him. And at the time, Scout, as you know, is part of the family of David McNeil, who owns WeatherTech, and he was in Europe at the time and flew back to Chicago. And after the emergency hospital had stabilized him, and Scout has a tumor on his heart, something called hemangiosarcoma, which is a cancer of blood vessels, that tumor ruptured and filled kind of the balloon sac that surrounds the heart. And it gets so tight that the heart muscle can't pump, and that's why he collapsed. Well, the emergency hospital drained that fluid, and essentially Scout was back to normal, healthy and happy, and his heart could pump normally. And so when David McNeil arrived back in Chicago, and the veterinarians there said he has a malignancy with a poor prognosis and that they should probably consider euthanasia, he's looking at his dog, who looks perfectly normal. So he essentially said, I can't do this. Is there other alternatives? And they referred him up to us at University of Wisconsin.
So when you saw him, how did you go after that cancer? What did you do?
Yeah, so Scout was first seen by our emergency and critical care department, Dr. Julie Walker, and they stabilized him further, removed some more fluid from around his heart and lungs. And then brought in the oncology team, a team of radiation oncologists, medical oncologists. And the first step was to image his tumor to find out where it is, how advanced it is. And so Scout underwent a CT scan, and we determined that his tumor was up against the heart and actually invading into his heart. Mm. So normally hemangiosarcoma occurs in the spleen of dogs. That's a very common tumor. It's a very aggressive tumor. But when it occurs in the spleen, the first set of therapy is quite easy. You go in surgically and you remove the spleen, technically a fairly simple procedure. In Scout's case, because it was surrounding and invading the heart, surgery was an option but not a great one. And so our first line was to discuss radiation therapy, which can be highly effective against the primary tumor.
Let's take a call now. Michael is joining us from Kakana this morning. Hi, Michael.
Hi. Good morning. We have a 12-and-a-half-year-old golden doodle, and he was having a little trouble. They thought he had gulp at first, and then we found out he had oral cancer, and he should have been dead 2 months ago. But he seems to be kind of in remission right now, and the only thing option they gave us was to basically essentially cut his tongue off.
Oh dear! So,
and I'm going a lot of money, like cutting off an arm on a human almost, and so we tried some alternative medicine, CBD oil, and he's still going. He had a fluid on his abdomen. They took 3 liters out. And then he started to blow it up again, and now he's going down. It's almost like a miracle. I don't know if CBD did anything.
Well, but Michael, let's pause right here and talk a moment here about oral cancer. What do you see, Dr. Vail?
Yeah, unfortunately, oral cancer is a very common cancer. There are about five or six types of oral cancer that occur commonly in the dog. Some have very benign courses, that is, that can be dealt with quite easily with either surgery or radiation therapy. Some are very malignant. Probably the most common cancer that we see in the oral cavity of dogs is malignant melanoma. And that's a highly aggressive, highly metastatic, that is, it spreads to other parts of the body quickly. Kind of the warning signs to watch for, certainly it occurs in the oral cavity, so we often don't see it as caregivers. But if you notice that your dog is starting to have difficulty eating or drinking, if you notice blood in the food bowls, spotting of blood, or often a kind of a bad breath, a change in the breath, those are all indications that you should have the oral cavity checked.
How are some breeds more susceptible to developing cancer, like golden retrievers, for instance?
Yeah, some breeds certainly have a higher incidence of cancer than other breeds, and that can often be dependent on the type of tumor. So certain breeds are more common to get a certain type of cancer, just based on genetics within the breed.
Talking with UW veterinarian oncologist David Vail, he's with us as we talk about treatments for canine cancer. Your questions, they're welcome, 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation ahead on our Pets with Cancer right here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, it's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're looking at advancements in cancer treatments for pets, clinical trials underway at the UW School of Veterinary Medicine. Right now, let's check in on our winter member drive that is moving right along. Jennifer Dargan is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's listeners, that means you, who provide the largest source of funding here at WPR. And this drive is your chance to support all the programs you enjoy each day. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
With about 40 minutes to go, we're looking for 9 more people to join in. Thank you so much if you have already given.
And if you haven't, give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your gift funds the programs that you enjoy.
On this show, all day long on the Ideas Network, you hear multiple sides of an issue so you can make up your own mind. And together, we keep up with the issues of the day. Sometimes we have some fun and we follow our curiosity and we definitely learn.
Yes, we learn. We have fun a lot. There is really nothing else like this on the radio. It's really something special. Your support is a vital part of what makes it all possible. The biggest piece of our funding is listener support. So give now during our winter member drive. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support the radio programs you count on.
You might have a monthly subscription for your cell phone and for Netflix, and now we are asking you to support WPR like you pay for these other services that you rely on.
The difference here is that you decide how much to give. Support the programs that are a part of your day. Become a WPR sustainer. Choose a monthly gift that works for you, then set up ongoing installments at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The WPR t-shirt has become an annual tradition. Each one is unique and is only available for a limited time. Don't miss the 2020 t-shirt this drive. What does this year's t-shirt look like?
Geometric circular pattern on it.
Feels really cool and funky.
Brilliant artwork.
It's very whimsical and fun and creative.
Ask for the WPR t-shirt now with your gift of $10 a month or more. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Jennifer Dargan. It is your support during this winter member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, whatever amount you set, that is the right amount.
And maybe you've already made a donation this year or you're a sustaining member. We really cannot say thank you enough. Thank you so much. You might Consider today the day you make an extra gift of, say, $50 or $100 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Join in this drive, and thank you for your extra support for the programs that you enjoy every day.
We still have a lion's share left of this hour. We're looking for 9 more people to join in. You make WPR possible when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can support the morning show and Wisconsin Public Radio, all the programs that you value, and show off your WPR pride when you ask for the 2020 WPR shirt. It's Heather Green with a really cool geometric design inspired by our logo. Hey, if you want to check out what it looks like, you can go to WPR.org and see a picture of it there. It's made right here. It's made in the U.S. and it's printed right here in Wisconsin. So that's neat. Give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and you can get your hands on that shirt.
And if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up. You'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to provide reliable support for the programs you love.
We got a comment from Linda in Milwaukee when she made her donation and said, "I'm proud of our Wisconsin Public Radio and the educational and thought-provoking programming. I have learned so much and count on it to continue."
Oh, I love it.
Thank you, Linda. And it will continue thanks to your support and many others like you. You can make your donation right now. Really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Right now, we're talking about treating pets with cancer. About 1 in 4 dogs will develop cancer in their lifetime, and that's compared to about 1 in 3 humans. And dogs and people share similar tumor characteristics. Some cancer therapies that were first developed for dogs are, in fact, used to treat cancer in people. Has your pet had cancer? Where are you at in the treatment? What course did you decide to take? How has it been going? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. Again, our conversation to join in, 800-642-1234. And Dr. David Vail stays with us. He's an oncology professor at the UW School of Veterinary Medicine. Dr. Vail, we were talking earlier about oral cancers and some of the signs and symptoms. What are some other warning signs that a dog may have when they have cancer?
Yeah, I mean, the obvious is that if a caregiver notices a new lump or bump on their particular companion, a dog or cat, should certainly be checked out with your local veterinarian. Sometimes they can just perform a fine needle aspirate, which is put a tiny needle in, withdraw some cells, and determine whether this is something that to be worried about or not. Others are kind of more general signs that aren't specific to cancer, but are specific to perhaps a new problem arising, like weight loss, exercise intolerance, not liking to get up in the morning and do the normal things, changes in eating habits. I already mentioned body odors that are different than what are normally observed, diarrhea, vomiting. Again, very general signs, but those can all be certainly not necessarily cancer, but should drive you to seek some veterinary care to find out what's going on.
What about a seizure?
Yeah, seizures are certainly possible if the tumor is occurring intracranially or in the brain. That's a possibility in an older dog. Certainly, most seizures in dogs are idiopathic epilepsy in younger dogs that start earlier in life.
Earlier, Michael from Kakana talked about using CBD oil in the treatment for his dog with oral cancer. What do we know right now about CBD treatment options?
We know less about CBD than we'd certainly like to. There is certainly some preliminary evidence of perhaps some symptomatic improvement on CBD. But the jury is still out. Most of that is just kind of rumor at this point. There's a fair bit of information and research going on with CBD oil. But for the more aggressive cancers, while it may help with symptoms, it doesn't appear to have too much anti-cancer effect at this point.
Well, let's look at new techniques, new technologies. You know, there is the chemo, there's the radiation, the immunotherapy. Help us understand these types of treatments and how they're evolving.
Yeah, we can use the example of Scout as an example. He has a blood vessel cancer that has a primary site where it arises, and in Scout's case, it was on the heart. And we can deal with the primary tumor either with surgery or radiation in most cases. The problem with hemangiosarcoma is that 90% of dogs will have metastasis, that is, spread of their cancer to their lungs or some other organ. Even if we can't find it with advanced imaging, we know it's there because if we just deal with the primary, it starts to show up in a couple of months. And the average survival for his tumor is only about 3 months. So in order to treat that disease, we need to think of it as two diseases, the primary, which we deal with either surgery or radiation, and the second part is the systemic or the whole body disease. And that's where chemotherapy, targeted therapy, and immunotherapy come into play. And we're all used to treat Scout.
What is immunotherapy? Because that's been pretty new on the horizon.
Yeah, immunotherapy, it's actually been around for over a century, but our ability to understand it and to apply it is growing substantially in the last 10 years. Essentially, the immune system has cells, cancer-killing and infection-killing cells that circulate throughout the body and look for abnormal cells and kill them. That's the job it was set out to do. As we age, our cancer rates go up because our immune system ages as well, and its ability to recognize abnormal cells starts to diminish. Immunotherapy tries to stimulate the body's own immune system to get back to a young, vigorous immune system, recognize cancer cells before they form cancer and kill them, or in the case of if you already have cancer in your companion or in your family member, to stimulate the immune system in a more specific way to go out and kill that cancer.
Is it specific to the patient? Is that therapy specific to the patient? Is it like a precision-type medicine?
It can be both. It can be a more generalized that can be applied to the entire population, or you can try and stimulate the immune system specifically based on what type of cancer and what type of antigens, which are kind of codes on the cancer cell for that individual patient.
We're talking about pets and cancer with Dr. David Vail with the UW School of Veterinary Medicine. We're looking at the latest technologies and treatments for pets battling cancer. With your stories along the way, 800-642-1234. We'll continue this after a news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about cancer therapies for pets and where the research is headed. But first, let's check in on our winter member drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. It's in full swing. I'm here with Jennifer Dargan this morning. Good morning.
Hi, Kate.
As a WPR listener, you know you're always going to hear something interesting when you join in. And that is thanks to your support. Listeners provide the largest share of funding for WPR programs when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You make the morning show and everything else you hear on WPR possible.
And with just 25 minutes left in this hour, we're looking for four more people to join in. We're doing really well. Thank you so much if you've already given. And if you haven't, your gift right now is so important because when you give, you support the programs you rely on every day.
That's right. Thank you so much if you've already given. And if you haven't, the time is right now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We learn so much on the morning show every day. Today we're learning about treating cancer in pets, and we're learning a lot from one of the doctors from the UW Vet School who treated Scout, the lucky dog, who was featured in a couple of Super Bowl commercials. If you value this sort of information, you hear politics, you hear health, you hear all sorts of topics on the morning show, you hear what to do with your weekend. If you value it, support it right now.
WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, it makes the many topics that Jennifer said that you listen to, it makes it all possible every day. Choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
Think about how much you spend your money on every day. You spend it in things like coffee, lunch out. All these things add up, and it's easy to spend on things that are really part of your routine.
That's right. Wisconsin Public Radio is part of your routine. It's part of your morning routine. It's your news source, your conversation starter, your place to learn, to get your questions answered. So spend some money on it today. Start with a dollar a day. That's $30 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You have a lot of bills in your monthly budget that are out of your control.
We've seen a recent increase in our childcare costs as my daughter is currently going to a preschool.
Yes, my newspaper subscription just went up.
If you've looked at my electric bill lately, it has gone up substantially.
Unlike the other things you pay for, you're always in control of your sustaining membership. During this pledge drive, we ask our sustainers to consider an increase to your monthly gift. How about $5 a month? It'll go a long way to pay for the WPR programs you rely on day in and day out. Thank you for your ongoing support.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Hi, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Jennifer Dargan, and it's your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio that keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And at WPR, you get to choose how much you give. A contribution of any amount makes a difference and makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you want some suggestions, how about the same amount that you pay for Netflix or for your cable?
Or for that cup of coffee you pick up on the way to and from whatever you do in the day, which like WPR is probably something you look forward to every day. It's a little perk. Give now. You pick the amount. Your gift makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're counting down to reach our goal. Only two more people left to join, and we will have reached our goal for this hour. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Remember that travel agency gift card is an added bonus for supporting the programs you love. $500 travel gift card. You'll have five chances to win. Give now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
And you can set up a sustaining gift if you'd like right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift is so powerful, it really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you so much.
Right now, we're talking about pets and cancer treatments. Cancer is the number one cause of illness and death in the aging dog population. An oncologist at the UW School of Veterinary Medicine had more than 3,500 patient visits through their oncology service last year. Did your pet undergo surgery for a cancerous tumor? How did you discover it? What was the treatment outcome? The conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 to join in. Dr. David Vail stays with us. He's a professor of comparative oncology at the UW School of Veterinary Medicine. Let's bring in more calls now. Jackie is joining us from Rudolph with a question. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, and thank you, doctor,
for giving
your time. And I have a question. I have she was five at the time, just diagnosed with a grade 2 mast cell tumor. I found it. It looked like a wheel, and then I watched it, and I wanted to say a couple months later, it got raspberries. And right away, we went in, fine needle, excisional biopsy, excision was huge. And we sent our slides to MSU because they do a lot of PCR DNA testing on it. And we want to be particular. But anyway, so we treated her with diet excision, and then I'm doing something kind of off-label with Panker, but that's off the question that I have for you. But my question to you is, because both my dogs tick, Wood County is one of the highest counties in the country with tick-borne and tick-borne diseases up here. Is with the correlation of canine cancers that are increasing, in your opinion, what is causing this? Could tick-borne diseases be causing this too? Because it does stimulate, hide in the body and stimulate and do things to the immune system.
Yeah, it's a very interesting question. And first, I have to thank you for being such a good advocate for your patients, for your companions' health care by recognizing the problem and having it checked. I think a lot of the tick-borne issues came out of a recent publication out of North Carolina where there was an association between a tick-borne disease and a cancer called hemangiosarcoma. It's purely just a correlation right now. There's no cause and effect. But there certainly are examples in both people and in dogs and cats of cancers being caused by infectious agents. For example, human papillomavirus, which we can vaccinate for now, feline leukemia virus, which can cause leukemia and lymphoma in cats, and we vaccinate for that now. But it's a question of the chicken or the egg for the tick-borne diseases. Did the tick cause immunosuppression and lead to a cancer, or did the cancer cause immunosuppression and lead to a prevalence of tick-borne infections? So that's being worked out right now. As far as in general, why are we seeing more and more cancer? Well, it's always been a problem, but thanks to good veterinary care and good caregiver care for our pets are living longer and getting into the age where they develop cancer. And dogs, for example, don't get atherosclerotic heart disease like people do, which is the number one cause of morbidity and death in people. And because of that, cancer in the dog, because they really don't deal with that. You know, good nutrition, good vaccination, good leash laws. So our dogs are living longer. And in general, as cancer rates are slowly increasing in people, the same is true in dogs. And you have to wonder about environmental effects as well.
Oh, like secondhand smoke, for instance.
Secondhand smoke has certainly been documented in people and in companion species as increasing the risk for cancer. Absolutely.
And then there's also being out in the sun, the risks for...
Yeah, it's certainly less of a problem in our companion species because they are haired and all over their bodies. But certain cancers are sunlight induced, especially in dogs and cats that have fewer hair on their, for their example, the pinna of their ears. If they spend a lot of time laying out in the sun, that can increase skin cancer rates as well. We don't have to deal with that too much in Wisconsin with the cloudy weather right now, but yes, indeed.
Dr. David Vail directs the Comparative Oncology Research Institute at the UW School of Veterinary Medicine. We're talking about treating pets with cancer, gathering your questions about treatment options, 800-642-1234. Jackie, thanks for the call. Let's now bring in Tom in Burlington with a question. Hi, Tom.
Talking about mortality, I used to take care of Jack Kennedy's dog. His name was Charlie. He was in Washington, D.C. And when Jackie Kennedy would go to New Jersey, I would take care of the dog. Then she took the dog to New Jersey with her. And this was after Jack Kennedy had been assassinated. Anyway, she came to me and she said, Tom, I've got bad news for you. I know the dog was as much yours as it was mine. And the dog had jumped over the fence and got shot.
Tom, we're short on time. What is the question you have?
Yeah. My question was this. Then I had a dog like that dog. So the food I gave him was regular food. Now, have they done a study about can you give the cheaper dog food? Because they did the same thing in as the expensive stuff.
Huh.
And then my dog got cancer. So I wondered.
Yeah,
you can't always, you know, equate the cost or the expense of a particular diet or any item for that matter with having it as a better diet. Certainly, you do to an extent get what you pay for. But really using a good national brand that's been well-tested with the appropriate balanced nutrition is really the best approach. Certain diets, high-fat diets in people have been well-documented to increase risk of certain cancers like breast cancer. We know less about it in our canine and feline population, but the best we can suggest at this point is a good, well-balanced diet.
When it comes to costs for treating cancer, what are some of the costs that the pet owner is looking at?
Yeah, for the most part, there's no third-party payer, so there's no Medicare, no health insurance. But for that's really rising in the nation. But the penetrance is only about 7% of caregivers that actually have pet insurance. So they essentially bear the brunt of treatment. And these are expensive treatments. Cancer is an expensive disease to treat. That's why we're so heavily invested in clinical trials, which have funding towards paying for cancer care in our companions, with an eye to informing human clinical trials and to investigate novel therapies for cancer. And it's a good bidirectional flow. That is that our veterinarians are members of the Carbone Cancer Center, the Human Cancer Center, and we meet regularly and we're always trying novel therapies. And we get those therapies back in our clinics to treat companion dogs and cats as well.
So there's a lot of back and forth going on
there. Absolutely. Yeah.
I just looked. You have a dozen clinical trials going on right now this month.
Specifically for cancer.
Specifically for cancer. Mm-hmm. So what are some of those things that you're looking at?
Yeah, for example, Michael called in the first call about oral cancer. The more aggressive forms of oral cancer, like malignant melanoma, we have two funded trials for that, one funded by the National Cancer Institute, one funded by the Veterans Administration. You'd imagine, why would the Veterans Administration fund an oral cancer trial in dogs? Well, our veterans who serve in the Middle East have a higher rate of malignant melanoma because of sunlight exposure. And so we're looking at immunotherapies with some of the docs at the Carbone, Mark Albertini, Paul Sondell, Zach Morris. We're investigating new therapies, new immunotherapies in dogs with melanoma in a hope to advance the treatment and diagnosis in humans as well.
So for these clinical trials, how close do you have to live to the trial? And are there placebos in these clinical trials?
Some have and some do not. For example, we're currently involved in the largest interventional clinical trial in the history of veterinary medicine. It's a preventative cancer vaccine. Ourselves, Colorado State University and University of California, Davis. We're recruiting. These are dogs between the ages of 6 and 10. We do imaging, chest x-rays, abdominal ultrasound, blood tests, and if they're deemed free of cancer, then they're randomized to receive an anti-cancer vaccine versus a placebo. Now, there's still advantages to being in the placebo group because we follow those dogs for 5 years, and the endpoint is the incidence of cancer. And so for 5 years, you get the best medical care. If you develop a lump or a bump, there's several thousand dollars applied to that particular patient to diagnose and potentially treat that. So, yes, we do have placebo trials, but that's really what's necessary to determine if the technology will work in dogs, work in people, et cetera.
So once cancer treatment is done, what does recovery look like for a dog?
Yeah, it depends on the type of cancer and the aggressiveness of the therapy. At the end of the day, our primary goal is to maintain good quality of life. What we want to do, if we can't cure cancer, we want to turn that disease into a chronic disease with a good quality of life, like diabetes or congestive heart failure. Eventually, those can be life-threatening, but we can turn what would normally be a couple of months into hopefully several months or years with a good quality of life.
You've been doing this a long time. Do you see treatments on the horizon here that will have major implications?
Absolutely. And you mentioned immunotherapy. Again, reprogramming a patient's own immune system such that it starts to do the job it was set out to do in the first place. There's some very exciting areas. It's been the breakthrough of the year for the last 5 years at major cancer meetings, new therapies. Unfortunately, immunotherapy works wonderfully in a minority of the population. And so the key right now is, how do we turn patients who aren't responding to immunotherapy, turn their cancers, which we call cold cancers because they're not recognized by the immune system, into hot cancers from a standpoint of the immune system recognizes them and let's go out and kill them.
Kill those cancer cells. So you're trying to reprogram those cells to understand what's going on in the body.
And the preventative vaccine trial is actually before individuals develop cancer, we're showing the immune system almost like putting up wanted posters in the body to say, look, if you see this cell, this is going to be a bad guy, so go ahead and kill it.
Mm. Dr. Vail, thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Anything that we can do to advance this and let people know there's hope.
Dr. David Vail is a professor of comparative oncology at the UW School of Veterinary Medicine. If you'd like to hear this entire conversation on pets and cancer, visit WPR.org/mornings. We also have a slideshow of pictures featuring Scout, that 7-year-old golden retriever undergoing cancer treatment at UW-Madison, who was featured in the recent Super Bowl ad. You're with us on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show here on the Ideas Network, and right now we're getting an update on our winter member drive that is in full swing. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Jennifer Dargan. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening.
Because listener support makes up the largest piece of funding for the programs that you count on, and that's why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
We have hourly goals each and every hour to stay on track during our member drive. These hourly goals are set up to make sure we have the funding for the programs you enjoy. We need 10 gifts this hour. Make your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Just this week on the morning show, just this week alone, we have covered all sorts of topics. Empathy. We talked about personal finance. We talked about what schools are teaching about climate change. And of course, we always have the state capitol report, and we're looking forward to Wisconsin weekend. All of these things you get just in 1 week on the morning show. And think of what you get in a whole year. If this is the kind of conversation that you want to support, you can do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We hear from more than 1,100 guests on the morning show alone in a year.
Wow.
So that, yeah, we hear lots of perspectives. WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the many topics that you join in for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
So those topics are really, and the conversation's really what you want to make your donation for. But if you need a little extra incentive, we have a beautiful new t-shirt this year, and you can show your support and pride in Wisconsin Public Radio. It's a Heather Forest Green t-shirt, and it has a really neat geometric design. You can check it out on WPR.org. You can show off your pride when you ask for your WPR t-shirt. Give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
For me, it's really a sense of a connection to the world and the world of ideas. It keeps me informed. It keeps me thinking. I can't remember the number of times that I've had conversations with people saying, oh, I heard something this morning on Wisconsin Public Radio or National Public Radio. And then it's a way of having a very interesting discussion with other people about some of those ideas. And so I think that it keeps me informed and it keeps me thinking and is a way of engaging other people in important ideas. This is David Corey from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for information in the arts, culture, politics, and the world.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Jennifer Dargan this morning, here to say listener support is the biggest piece of the funding pie for the WPR programs you rely on each day, and that's why your support during this winter member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And we want to say thank you so much to those of you who have already given. Thank you so much. If you haven't, right now is the time. We've just got a couple minutes left of this hour. You can give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your gift funds the programs that you enjoy.
You can turn on the radio every day without an upfront charge and enjoy hours upon hours of conversations on the Ideas Network, classical music, trustworthy news, entertainment that makes you laugh. WPR is available to everyone because listeners like you help cover the costs.
Join in today. Become a member with your first ever gift. You might make a gift of $10 or $20 a month. Do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, we have that lovely T-shirt. It is made here in the USA, printed right here in Wisconsin, no less. Give $10 a month or more to get the T-shirt, WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and ask for your T-shirt.
Kate, great news. We got 11. We were looking for 10 gifts, and we have 11 so far. So thank you so much if you're one of those. If not, there's still time to get in on this hour. WPR is listener-powered. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thank you so much for your support.